Sports Fan Radio 1330 live and on the air. Jake Logley here. I'm with you until 5 o'clock this evening. And of course, we always want to let you know when fun things, awesome opportunities are happening around our state line area. This weekend is no different. Let me give you the long and short of it here. Tomorrow at the UW Health Sports Factory is the purest of all three-point tournament, featured and highlighted by the appearance of Craig Hodges. You know him from the 1991 and 1992 Chicago Bulls championship teams, a trailblazer in terms of athletes being socially aware and active and fighting for what they believe in. We spoke with him on the phone as he was talking about and letting people know about his great book, Long Shot, The Triumphs and Struggles of an NBA Freedom Fighter. This is all put together by Tommy Meeks and TMIS. You're going to have to help me out with that acronym, Tommy. What does that stand for?
TMIS stands for Tommy Meeks Individualized Sports.
Okay, so what was the idea behind TMIS? I mean, give me the skinny on that.
You know, I was an ex-college football player, semi-pro football player, and I found out a lot of guys will never make the pro level like Craig did.
Right.
So I wanted to create a competition where average guys could compete and earn money. So that's why I created TMIS. I have three competitions, and the purest of all is one of them. And Craig has joined on with me because, to me, he's one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the NBA.
Well, there's no opinion involved, Tommy. There's 44 players in the history of the NBA and ABA that have a better career three-point percentage than the guy sitting on your left right now. That's pretty incredible. And for only $10, that's the entry fee in one of two divisions, 18 and under playing for trophies, 18 and above playing for money. So this is a real deal competition. We're not playing around. This isn't just for fun and games. This is the real deal going on here.
That's right. Well, you know, I wanted guys to have an opportunity to earn money. You know, you think of Rockford. I'm born and raised here. Everybody pretty much plays after college or high school. They play for the love of the game. I want them to compete in my competitions for the love of the game, but for money, too, so the best guys can earn some cash.
So, Craig, tell me, how did you and Tommy get connected, and what spoke out to you about this event?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, for me, you know, first, thank God for giving us a chance to meet on the airwaves, but it's one of those things where like minds come together, and Tommy reached out and asked me if I would participate, and we've been going back and forth and working on different projects together, and this is just a natural inclination to keep going forward, isn't it?
Well, and I mean, it's such an exciting time for the sport. I mean, you have such a connection with. You played, you coached, you know, you have such a connection to the game, and the three-point shot in itself, something that you made your career off of, is at such a crucial point right now. I mean, there are seven-footers out there shooting threes. Right. Everyone's getting taught how to shoot. I mean, doing things like this has to be pretty fun for you, and to see the evolution of the thing that I'm sure you have a special connection to, it's got to be a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. And the special, you know, the unique scoring method that he has put involved in it, as far as you have to make shots all net to get a higher, you know, a percentage or whatever. But I think it's all in fun, man. And I think that's the biggest part of where we are, especially in America today. If you can find something that can, you know, give people comic relief to some entertainment relief, it's needed and necessary, especially with all the craziness and as far as with young people. So this is a good outlet for both young and older guys who are basketball aficionados, and for the younger people, chance to get some trophies and, you know, work on the trajectory of your game. And for the older guys, it's a chance to prove your point.
And I'm glad you brought up that scoring method, because I want to let people know, when you go out and shoot, it's not just like an NBA three-point contest where there's four and then the money ball. Every shot, you have the opportunity to make 5 points with every shot you take. You get 5 points if you go nothing but net and you make the swish. If you touch the rim once, it's 4 times. 3 points if you touch the rim twice, 2 points for 3 touches on the rim, 1 point for 4 touches, and 0, of course, if you miss. But this is the funniest one. If you bank that sucker in, the bank ain't open on Saturdays. The bank is not open on Saturdays.
That's right. We're looking for perfection. We're seeking
that. That's the biggest thing is that, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, it gives a little different to the competition, as far as you having 1 minute with 5 racks, this is 10 shots that you have an opportunity to make and take your time. So if you can take your time and go ahead and make them all on net, good luck. Me and Tommy were talking about that. I told him, I say, man, that's a tall order. You know, shooting from the free throw line, there's a technique that you can use. But within the three-point competition, you have to really get on a good roll and get your arch where you need it to be in order for it to go in on net.
Well, what were your, drills? What were your routines to make? Because I'm sure if you're a big fan of the scoring contest, right. You wanted to make all that when you were in practice, when you were coming up high school, college right. as well. Talk me through what a 3-point, practice session getting shots up with Craig Hodges looked like when you were 19.
Well, for me, the biggest thing was to know that it wasn't how many shots I took, but make sure that they were all quality.
Yep.
And the biggest thing in learning how to shoot was when you make one, repeat it. And the ability to repeat over and over and not get bored with seeing the ball go in the basket and feeling that, well, maybe I should change it a little bit. For me, it's always been easy for me to stay with the same thing that works. So from that standpoint, once I learned how to see what I need to be looking at when I shoot, what is my target as far as my focus point, and being able to just concentrate on, it's three parts of your shot, foundation, form, and follow through. And for me, it's just being able to keep that rhythm and those principles intact, and the results will be what they are.
It's the purest of all 3-point tournament put on by TMIS. Tommy Meeks, kind enough to join us as well as organizing this whole thing along with some of his great sponsors in the Rockford Park District, Kitakiti and ICRG. And Tommy, I mean, obviously it's so great to have a phenomenal player, someone who's this good and has made the 3-point shot at such a high level. But with your involvement in this community and your willingness to give back to it, I'm sure what also plays a part in bringing Craig in is outspokenness in his career, his bravery, his courage, mm-hmm. His standing up for what he believes is right. I'm sure that also played into what made this such a perfect fit for you.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was a fan of Craig's all along. And when I saw him on 60 Minutes, I'm not going to lie, it really touched my heart to see what he had went through, trying to help other people. And then about a week later, I heard him on Sirius Radio on a Dr. Wilmer Leon show, just 1 week later from 60 Minutes show. And after that show went off the air, my phone rang, and I tell people this, they can believe it or not, it was Dwayne Wade Sr.
Yeah.
calling me. And I looked at that as a sign. I said, I see Craig, I hear him again, and then I get a call from Dwayne Wade Sr. I'm finding Craig Hodges because it's a sign. So I called my ex-brother-in-law who lives in the area. Mm-hmm. He said Craig's working at the local high school.
Mm-hmm.
So his agent, I reached out. His agent called me, and Miss Madeline, she called me. And we made it happen. He came in and did a TV show with me. But most importantly, I want people to YouTube Craig Hodges 3-point shooting contest.
Yeah.
I tell everybody that it's the most fascinating thing you will ever see in real time. And it just blows my mind every time I look at it.
Think about the great shooters that have competed in that contest. No one's beaten that 19 in a row in 1991.
The 19 in a row is the most fantastic thing I think you will ever see in any kind of sport.
And I think, like we were just talking about, as far as like my shooting when I was younger and as far as training. One of the things I tell people all the time during that competition, when I look back at it, it's always hard for me to watch because in my mind, I wasn't supposed to miss.
He really wanted 20.
It was supposed to be 25 straight. And Cliff and I had talked about it before I went out. I told him, yeah, man, I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to do a whole rack. And in shooting, sometimes for people talk about getting in the zone and being in the zone. And it's more so just having such a focus that nothing can impair in that. And for me, that night that I shot 19 in a row, it affirmed that fact that you can actually take yourself to a place in concentration where it's just you and whatever task you're doing. And through the 19 in a row, all I was hearing was the ball actually go through the net. And when the one rattled out, it was like somebody opened the door and there was 20,000 people there, and it gassed me. So it was one of those things where, you work on it and you work on it, and then when you have an opportunity and it comes to fore, you just have to know that you're blessed and be grateful for that.
And if you think you can hang with the best shooters in the area, you can pick your shooting time by calling 815-218-2861. I'll give that number to you again, 815-218-2861, or sign up at the UW Health Sports Factory. Tommy, how much are we taking sign-ups? Right up to 10 o'clock?
Right up.
All right, awesome.
All day.
All day.
Really.
And it starts at 9 a.m., not 10.
It starts at 9 a.m.
Up until 9 a.m., you can get signed up and take your shots. And as well as I hope you sign up, I also hope you take a look at Long Shot, Craig's book, which was the first time we had the chance to connect and have a conversation. And, Craig, this is a fascinating time for some of the subject matter we're talking about in that book. And I guess I wanted to follow up on our conversation from last time since we last spoke. I mean, obviously, football is kind of center stage in that right now. And since we've last spoken, there's still no team for a Colin Kaepernick, but has the backing of the largest apparel company in the world centered around his decision to stand up. Eric Reid just signed a contract with the Carolina Panthers within the last week. I mean, people that really laid the groundwork like you and in any social movement often don't get the glory and credit that some other people do down the road.
Right.
But do you feel vindicated, justified that all this work you put in is being realized right now? And even though, you know, there are a lot of other names being attached to it, you're seeing the results maybe you wanted it to some degree?
No question about it. And, you know, I think in being blessed to have been part of the civil rights movement as a baby, and to know that any movement and any people moving towards the target or towards liberation or what have you, it's a collective movement, man. It's never any one person. It's always links in the chain, and that chain goes back ancestrally.
Right.
And that I don't look at any of it from the standpoint of being a hater on not making the bread you're supposed to make, or
right,
being a hater on the timing that Colin is in and I'm not. I look at it as being just it's a carpet, and it's a remnant of struggle. It's a remnant of freedom fighting, and that you get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
And knowing that when you're in it to connect to the goal. And the goal is for people like yourself, young folks who have a consciousness, who want right things to happen, whether you're red, black, brown, or white. And I think now we're starting to see that coming to fore, and as far as more young people who are of different stripes,
right,
are loving righteousness and justice. And I think that in itself lends to us knowing that anything that I did in 1991 to help elevate that, I feel good about. And I know that we all are stepping stones, so we just happen to be in place at the right time so that Colin can do what he's doing, Eric Reid can do what he's doing, and do the right thing when you get an opportunity to get the resources that you're getting.
Are you still following basketball, the NBA, that level? Do you still follow along and keep touch?
About it. I'm a basketball head, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. But it's hard to watch on some levels when we talk about the analytics of the game.
Right.
You know, you've taken a game that I thought and was taught a certain way. Now that doesn't really exist, other than you might have a 7-footer, but that 7-footer isn't in the paint anymore. So you might have a slasher, but that slasher is now, instead of running to the lane to the basket, he's running to the 3-point line. So the game has changed a lot, and I think it's like any other thing that's going to evolve. But in some ways, I think old school still has its place in the game.
Do you find that cyclical? Like, we're going to come back around?
Oh,
obviously, we're seeing some big guys that are coming into the league look transcendent in the draft class. We just saw a guy in Minnesota get maxed out who's a big player. I mean, do you see that as cyclical?
No doubt about it. And I think, you know, when you look at how the game works and just life, man, it's going to come around. And then you're going to have that giant come in the game that's not a 3-point shooter, and somebody's going to deal with him back in the paint, and then it'll go back to what it is. So, you know, I think at some point in time, it'll get back to, you know, the natural spots of the game, the natural 5 positions of the game, and seeing how the game evolves from that. But as, you know, you've been a part of it, and I feel like I was part of the golden era of basketball from 82 to 92, that during that point in time, you saw the end of a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, and lending itself to the Michaels and into the Kobe's and the Allen Iverson. So it was a great time to be a part of the league and to have somewhat of an impact in it.
We're speaking with Craig Hodges and Tommy Meeks, organizing the Purest of All 3-Point Tournament tomorrow at the UW Health Sports Factory from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., taking sign-ups all through the day, and you can sign up and test your merit against the state line's best shooters. And Craig, we're talking about how the game has changed. Another way it's changed is the way it's covered and the news cycle with which information is given to fans and the ways that they can get to it with the internet and social media. Mm-hmm. You played in a very unique situation. You've played with a generational transcendent player. With that comes all the attention of not just the market you're in or it comes with the entire nation.
Right.
Now, that means everyone has access to everything at all given times.
No question.
So if Twitter, if the internet had existed, right, was as prevalent in 1991 and 1992, how much more would there be a daily story every day about being in that market, being with a once in a generational player, than now, considering any team LeBron James is on, there's a new story every single day about a new controversy. No, would that have existed then?
No doubt. And one of the cool things that I look back at is not only in the sport, but also in the social movement of things, that when you look at right now with Colin Kaepernick, he's caught up into a social movement.
Right.
And during, in 1991, when I went to the White House and gave President Bush a letter, there was no movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Likewise, when Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf stood for what he stood for, there was no movement. So now, not only is there a movement with Me Too, Black Lives, and the like, but there's also social media. So now you have the immediate accessibility to a platform that, you know, as opposed to, and Donald Trump is a classic example and a great example of being able to get your message out instantaneously without
right.
any filter. And not all the time is that not necessary.
Absolutely. You know, let's be clear about that.
Some people need a filter sometimes, but I think just in a natural progression of time factor, I think if you would have had MJ during this time, man, it would have been crazy with, you know, with just the social media and the ability that he had. And when I look at Kobe Bryant, you know, when I was coaching with the Lakers, Kobe would talk about, man, can you believe the Lakers coming over from here to ask me to put something on their website? he's like, man, I got 5 billion Chinese that waiting on my stuff. So why should I go through the Lakers channels when I got 5 billion? They need to be coming to me. But it's just that type of vibe that's going on now, that this generation of player, and I think it's something too that is too much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
So when you got all of this, are we making, and then, you know, on a comparative analysis, how much was done with nothing?
Yep.
When we think of 1968, when the media is not going to cover black struggle in a manner that's conducive to the growth of black people.
Right.
Compared to now, when you have not only the access to the entirety of all communities, but you also have the resources. That if you got the resources and that, then why is killing in Chicago the way it is?
Correct.
Why is injustice? So when we can see the fact that our Congress has such little respect for women because it's a man-dominated thing, and that we refuse to relinquish that control and that power,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs. So when I'm watching, I'm thinking about a young brother like you, when I'm listening to the vibe of what you're discussing, it's very important. And it's very important to, and then I would like to see how Lindsey Graham would view you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How Trey Gowdy would view you. And,
right.
And for me, I'm looking at it from a young man that obviously has gone through the educational system and has found something that's touching to his heart. So why shouldn't you be able to go out and promote that like a conservative cat?
Yeah.
And have just as much right to do it,
right,
but be able to be civil about it.
Absolutely.
And not being able to be that if your side happens to be in leadership, should you not have no respect for me?
Right.
When we were just talking the other day, when none of us had nothing, now you seem to have something that is powerful, and you utilizing that power to control as opposed to raise up good people.
Well, the last 4 minutes is another resounding example of why you should buy Longshot, because that's a lot more conversations really? Like this and discussions like this, which is absolutely fascinating. And I have so many things I want to get to. I've already taken up so much time from your guys, but we want to get as much information about this event as possible.
Hey, you gonna shoot, man? You got jumping?
No, that when you said comic relief, that's what happens if I go out there and shoot. That's what happens. That's where the comic relief comes from. So if you need that, call me. But otherwise, there's no money being made on my end. You know, one more thing I want to get to is, you know, you've coached in the NBA Developmental League as well. And, you know, we're working through something in college basketball, too. We're trying to figure out an equitable way to deal with athletes. It's, and we're talking about race relations. There's those dynamics in play in college basketball as well. We're trying to figure out places that we can maybe either take that out of that system, mm-hmm. revamp that system, which seems like a zero-sum game.
Right.
Is the developmental league something that you'd like to see progress the fact where players from high school or people who college does not seem like an equitable way that they want to deal with in advancing their career, that they can go and deal with that intermediate stage?
And I think that's just life, man. I think when you reach the age of 18,
yep,
it's on you, man. It's on you.
You can vote. You can serve in the military.
Man, it should be on you at that point. If you have the skill to be able to go play in the NBA, you should be able to do that.
Right.
And I think that at the same time, there should be some type of way that we can make it equitable across the board for a young athlete that's not college bound but wants to play baseball, football, basketball, or whatever.
Hockey has it. Soccer has it.
Golf has it.
Hockey, golf, absolutely. Baseball.
There should be, and that's what's so ugly about America at times is that you don't want to break things down on a racial level.
Yeah.
But how many black golfers do we have that can go at 15?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we have 7-foot young athletes that can be snatched up and taken to a Louisville or Kentucky and make millions of dollars for universities who don't have their best interests at heart.
Right.
And that you can tell them that I have your best interests at heart, but I'm going to recruit 5 All-Americans right behind you. So you better be running one and done or you're going to be done.
And absolutely.
That's not fair. I think it has to be a way that all the money that's being made on the collegiate level, and when you stop and you think like a Duke University, you think about just their budget for research and development.
Yeah.
Away from, just on stuff like that is an asset for our country. We have to start to utilize those on a way that can bring everybody up as opposed to divide and separate and that I'm better than you because I went to Yale or you're not as good as me because you have to go to a state university or junior college, that we can do better. And I think your generation is more in line to do that than ours, because I think ours has been one that, when I look at, me being 58 years old, our parents wanted the best for us. So they allowed us to go and explore and do things. And we, my generation, I feel, is the most selfish generation in American history. Because we've been taught that you're supposed to have. And what we've done is effectively given to the next generation an entitlement feeling that I'm supposed to have everything, but I ain't supposed to work to get nothing.
Right.
And that's what we have to change that. We have to change the mentality of knowing that this is a process, man. It's a process of education. It's a process of being successful in business. It's a process of sports. It's a process. And we can't cheat the process and think we're going to shortcut the process just because I got a silver spoon in my mouth. And that's the way things have been going, is that when I look at Congress and politics, when I look at the systematic manship of things and the total domination, and it's so skewed that way that in redistributing not only wealth but power, how is that going to happen? How is that going to play out? And are those power brokers one and willing to play ball with you? So there's a lot to me that I'm excited about because of your generation, man. The fact that it's a young white cat that's speaking on behalf of issues that a lot of your elders wouldn't be so cool with that.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't fishing for the compliment, but I'm glad we're here, guys. Yeah. Tommy, I didn't mean to get off the event. But I'm proving to everyone that you're bringing in and partnering with so much more than a basketball player, than a 3-point shooter. And that's why I wanted to get to all this stuff. This is bigger than shooting threes tomorrow.
Hey, I do not have a problem with Craig talking like that. Cause I really believe when I read his book and then I seen the things he went through, I'm all for it. I work in the community and I try to help I try to help ex-offenders find jobs. Right. And I know what it's like for a person not to have a opportunity to earn legal money, and people suffer and struggle. So I'm out there just like he is. I want to make things better for people in the inner city and countywide. And one reason why I created TMIS. I want people to make a lot of money. I want to create athletes all over the country. Hopefully with Craig's help, we can take our show on the road and create opportunities for people all over the country and my two other sportsers, 3 of them all together. But this is the one I really like because I got him with me.
815-218-2861 is the number to call if you want to sign up and pick your time to shoot. Also, you can go to the UW Health Sports Factory. They're taking signups throughout the day, and you can participate in this fun event. You can go out and watch and just have a good time and watch some of the best shooters in State Line. Again, UW Health Sports Factory, 305 South Madison in Rockford. Entry fee is only $10, and there's a chance to win real money if you're over the age of 18. We're playing for keeps tomorrow. There's no question about it. Tommy Meeks, Craig Hodges, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you. And once again, man, I want to tell any young athletes and up-and-coming basketball players, I'll be out there to help. If you see me in the gym, come holler at me and let me help you with your J.
What other excuse do you need? What else are you looking for? Yeah, Craig Hodges is going to help you with your jumper.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
We're going to hit a break. Don't go anywhere. More after this on Sports Fan Radio 1330.